What a great intro on that, man. That is just some dandy guitar work. Tasty. Takes me back. I remember hearing that in the spring of the year when it came out, driving around my later years in college, just thinking, life is good.
I remember reading an interview with them back at that point, you know, when it was in Rolling Stone. I'm sure there wasn't a lot of other places to read about Steely Dan. And he said basically what they did is overdub.
And
that was a time nobody really did that.
Meticulous in the studio. Yeah. Drove people nuts all the time.
All right.
The studio.
Hold
your breath.
It's the 63rd minute. Stoke City 2, Manchester United 2.
It's hard for me not to. It's hard for me to root against the mighty Potters.
The mighty Potters.
Yeah. All right. You're gonna do it. Hold on. We're gonna come back to Ted, but first Russell is going to read.
Pay attention to this, folks.
Yes, this is very important. And then 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Russell. I'd like to tell you about O.B. Clark's, the best sports bar in the St. Louis metro area. Located centrally on Brentwood Boulevard, just south of I-6440 and 170, O.B. Clark's has a full menu and the coldest beer in town. With 17 new flat panel TVs and 2 big screen TVs and wireless internet, no matter where you're sitting, you'll have the best seat in the house. Whether you and your friends are ready to check out the big hockey, football, baseball, or you're pumped for the big football game across the pond, you'll find it here. From alumni events to just friendly evening of hanging out with good sports, OB's is the best place for the big game. O.B. Clark's has been a sponsor of the Soccer Show since day one. Drop by and tell them you heard about them on the Soccer Show and order up some of OB's dirty wings.
Or, you know, even the well-done wings.
Well done.
Very good.
Well done. Speaking of done, Russell. I served those for the Eclipse party with my out-of-town family, and they loved it.
Yeah. I read, somebody told me that there was some deal that came out, it was official, that they're they were voted somewhere as the
St. Louis Magazine.
St. Louis Magazine is the second best bet.
Sports bar.
Sports bar, which, they were. You know. Hey, Ted, what?
Just a couple tidbits about the U.S. World Cup qualifiers that were played in the last 2 weeks. All right. Interestingly, when we were talking a lot about Klinsmann era with U.S. soccer, there was a lot of bashing of MLS players on the roster or not on the roster. Ironically, the goal scorer in the Honduras match is a player from the Houston Dynamo. Find his name real quick. Kyoto? Yeah, Kyoto, Romel Kyoto. And in the...
Is he Japanese?
No.
Kyoto?
Is Honduran because that's who they were playing.
Okay, 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes.
All right. In Costa Rica's match, both goals were scored by Marco Urenas.
Wait a minute.
Urenas.
I just thought you said
excuse me, the Tilde.
Somebody named Mark Urenas, that's all.
Marco Urenas. He is a player for the San Jose Earthquakes. So I just thought it was ironic.
All right.
And then also, there was a lot of banter about the venue in Harrison, New Jersey, which apparently has a huge Costa Rican population. And Sunil Gulati basically said they chose it for a number of reasons, but the biggest is that they had a huge percentage of pre-sale tickets between the Red Bulls supporters and the American Outlaws. So they already had, let's say, 20 of the 23,000 tickets sold out of the game.
I don't think they want to go to the Putin Bowl. Hey, we're almost out.
Hey, real quick, we've got the Brian McKenna Trivia Night fundraiser coming up. For information, call Doug Nahm. That's Doug Nahm at 314-603-2110, and Doug can fill you in. We're going to be there. The pros from Dover are going to be there. If you get your butt down there, we're going to kick it all around.
Wow.
Show up, man.
You better calm down.
Listen, I take no prisoners
there
on
that. There might
be
some actually smart people.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand. All right. So, quickly, Russell, any other updates?
No further updates to the scores.
Okay.
2-0 in Germany.
Josh, anything quick?
Nope. Good to Chris in the new studio.
Yeah, at the podcast studio. Ted, anything?
Good to be here, guys, and I'm glad we're in Kirkwood.
Amen. Amen. I feel like Moses has come in the person of a rather large man with red hair and a red beard and brought us to the promised land.
He's led us to the promised land.
Across. That's how I'm feeling right now.
The mighty Missouri. the mighty Missouri parted, and we came across.
I can't hear the music.
Here we go. Here we go.
Where's our regular music? Oh, I never heard this much before. I didn't know that this was part of the song. Oh, here it comes. This is my favorite part. This is where we usually start.
Here we go. Gotta go. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We will be right back here next week, at noon next Saturday. This has been the St. Louis United Saturday Show, coming to you live from 590 The Fan, KFNS, in Kirkwood, Missouri. Yay! See ya. Thomas?
Viva Las Vegas!